G'day and welcome to the first podcast of 2018, to the life of Matty J. So, today we'll be talking about the first week of this year, 2018. I'm not sure what this might mean to you, but to me, this is going to be, hopefully a pretty good year. It's been earmarked for quite some time, as at least in my life, where I need to get my life together and I need to pull myself into a place of contentment where I'm happy with who I am and where I'm going. And I believe that this is the year where I should really pull my head in. Instead of messing around so much, I should get stuck into it. So I started the year off January 1st, obviously, feeling as though I was going to be pushing myself to go in the right direction. And a week later, looking at where I'm at now, I do very much feel as though I am still moving in that positive direction. So the three tenets of my life that I always tend to look at and sort of figure out whether or not I'm improving as a person and I'm going in the right way is purpose, direction, and meaning. And purpose, I tend to focus on, how I felt about myself this week, whether or not I tried to find purpose and a reason in my life for doing the things that I do. And so for this past week, it's mostly been good. For the most part, I would say that my purpose was linked a lot to work. I work casually as a support worker in community services and disability. And over the summertime and the Christmas and New Year holidays, there are a lot of other workers who take time off. And for me, in my part of my life where I'm at, I'm able to knuckle down and work. And so I was able to say yes to a lot of different shifts and work with a lot of different people that I haven't worked before this week. And I felt as though that is actually pretty important, that I was able to give back in helping other people in their lives and not just always focus on me about where I'm going in my life. Obviously, I need to work for the monetary benefits and just in general surviving. But there is a great deal of sense of meaning and purpose in what I do in my job. So I will say that without a doubt, I found a lot of purpose this week through my ability to work and help others. I suppose it's quite funny in life how we can attach ourselves to different areas of understanding and identity. And I'm not sure whether this is innate or it's something that society has taught us, but at least for me, I know that it's very important to have a sense of purpose and understanding and commitment to work to make sure that you're able to do what's required of you and that you feel a reason as to why you're actually doing it. So outside of work, purpose this week, I've had a few ups and downs, I suppose, with different things that I've done, which I'll get into a bit later. But for the most part, it's been mostly a good week. Moving on to direction, I also felt was mostly good. Now, it's not necessarily set categories. I suppose that we had bad, okay, or average, and good, as I suppose the three different categories we would have, so positive, neutral, or negative. This is mostly positive. My direction, I feel as though I've been moving in the right path this year by avoiding, general negative thinking or certain destructive behaviors and things like that. I spent a lot of time improving myself. And in doing that, that's doing things like listening to positively influential podcasts or having conversations with mentors of mine, watching videos or documentaries that bring light to certain situations. And I feel as though that's very important for me in grasping a concept outside of myself. which direction I'm moving to try and make this world a better place, to try and reach the goal that I have of improving the lives of those who interact with me. So it's mostly good that I spend a lot of time doing that, as well as ticking off certain goals that I have. What one is that I'm currently in the midst of finishing up a book. I've written most of it. It is a book about my life, and it's a book about what I've learned and things like that. It's nothing, you know, life-changing or super special, but for me, it's a good summary to look at what I've done in my life so far and where I'm headed now, which is very important. And so I spent some time doing that, and I feel that that's pushing me in the right direction. I had a few negative points, though. Direction, talking before about how I limited self-destructive behaviors. There were some things that I did that, again, I'll get into later when I talk about the overall week that I had with my with what's going on. But there were a few things that I sort of thought, maybe I'll learn from this and try not to make these mistakes again next time. So I feel that that's another important point, is that I'm able to be self-reflective of these things. How else can I grasp what kind of a person that I am and where I seem to be moving in life? The third aspect that I always tend to look at is meaning. And meaning is usually a combination of purpose and direction. You know, purpose being the reason that I'm here, and direction, you know, being the way in which I'm moving that reason. Meaning is coming down to the end of it, where it basically says, yes, well, you know, why bother? What's the whole point in it? And I felt as though what I did meant something, especially with work and with helping the individuals that I do help, the clients. I feel as though I was able to obviously provide the service that is required of me, that I'm being paid to do. But it's not just that it's, you know, fulfilling a timesheet and doing what somebody is paying me to do. It's more about how that service actually positively impacts the life of the person who's receiving it. And for me, as the person who's giving it, I feel as though I am improving life for somebody else. And that is great, to feel as though that I have a reason to do something, and that I am here on this earth to help positively influence the lives of others. Hugely tied into the purpose and direction, and what I choose to do with my time, and why it's so important for me to make sure that I'm doing the right thing. So overall, purpose, meaning, and direction were all mostly good this week. I would say it's a pretty good week. I've started the year off quite well, and I'm pretty happy with that. The other area of life that I tend to obviously look at is my health. And the main parts of my health that I find pretty important is my mental health, my physical health, and my financial health. So, start with mental health. I am a counselor, a youth worker, disability support worker. Essentially, I am a community services worker, and it is my job to work with other people around their problems and how I can perhaps give them insight to a solution that they might be overlooking, or whatever it is that I can do to help improve their lives in general, more or less. In doing that, it does take quite a toll on my personal mental health, you know, especially when I spend time with people who keep seeming to make the same mistakes over and over again, or they don't feel as though they have any self-worth or purpose. And just on a basic human level, from one person to another, that's very hard to just look at and not feel any kind of empathy around. So it is very important for me to check in with my mental health, to make sure that it's not taking a massive toll on me. So for the most part, it was pretty good. This week, I don't feel as though there were any times where I felt, you know, necessarily overwhelmed. That being said, today I am actually a bit sick. It's been an incredibly hot day, temperature wise, and that has taken a bit, obviously, on my physical health. But of course, when you're physically drained, it's pretty hard to separate that entirely from the mental aspect of things. So I am a bit overwhelmed to a degree, but for the most part, this week was pretty good. I have been having some weird dreams, mostly just last night, and they were about an ex-girlfriend of mine, the last girlfriend I had, whom we broke up with about five months ago, and we aren't necessarily on talking terms or anything like that, so I haven't had contact in 5 months. And you know, I'm okay with that. I don't think that she has any sort of, I wouldn't know, I haven't spoken to her. So rather than speculate, I'll move on. But for the most part, I'm not sure why I've been having them or why I had them last night. You know, I haven't been worried about it, or I haven't been thinking about it, probably for a good 3 months or so. She's not a part of my life anymore, but they were dreams about, she wanted to have me in her life again, but just didn't know how. And I don't know where this is coming from subconsciously in my mind, you know, about whether or not I even want to focus on it or anything like that. But it was quite out of the blue, and I haven't really had a lot of time to digest and think about it. I'm not a Freudian psychologist or anybody who sort of always delves deep into the subconscious or anything like that, and I do understand that the subconscious is an entirely different realm that I have people in general have very little understanding about. But it's a bit taxing to wake up, at least this morning, after already feeling physically not great, to just wake up feeling as though there was something askew in my mind and the way I felt about this. So I suppose we'll see how this plays out. Hopefully it was just a one-night affair and I don't have to continually think about it, but it is something to keep in mind. So moving on to physical health. As I said, I'm pretty sick. And that's thrown me off quite a lot, actually. It would have started Friday night, so 3 days ago. So I record these on a Sunday. And so Friday night was the first time that I drank since the breakup of the relationship that I just mentioned. So about 5 months ago, 4.5, 5 months ago. And now I don't have a problem with drinking or anything. I didn't cease to do it because of any reason other than financial and physical. I sort of decided that it's not a part of life that I wanted to overindulge in. So I said I was going to cut it out until the end of the year. So this is back in 2017, in September sometime. So I did that. Didn't drink for the rest of the year. And got to this new year where, you know, I'd reached that goal and I thought, you know, there's nothing wrong with having a casual drink every now and then, you know, as long as you limit it and understand the physical and psychological, mental and financial toll that it can take. And so Friday night, I hung out with a friend that I hadn't seen in a while, my best friend who lives up in the city, up in Sydney. And we had a few drinks, and it wasn't anything crazy, you know, it wasn't a massive night or anything. But during the time that I was drinking, I felt I was getting a little intoxicated, a little bit under the influence. And I remember thinking, no, I actually quite enjoy being sober. I enjoy having control of my body, and I'm not really sure why I'm doing this. Anyway, we ended up going out and seeing some of his friends. He works at a pub, and so we went and I met some of his friends. That was quite nice. It was an enjoyable experience, and I didn't overindulge, as I said before, but we were out pretty late, and so, you know, normally I go to bed at around 10 o'clock at night, and I think we were out until the wee hours of the morning, probably 2 or 3. And so I went to bed, woke up Saturday morning, and I did not feel good at all. I would admit to having a hangover, yes, and that's not something that I feel I identify with. Being, you know, a young Australian, there is a lot of pressure to drink. And back when I was in university and, you know, straight out of high school, went to uni and hung around with a lot of friends, and we did drink quite a bit. And I've had some great nights on the town for sure. Met a lot of interesting people, had a lot of fun times. But feeling the way I did Saturday morning, waking up, and I just went, you know, I don't identify with this anymore. This isn't a part of me that I really enjoy. And so Friday night was spent, you know, physically I ate well during the day, but nighttime obviously came to drinking, and that's not the healthiest thing for you. And Saturday I was just exhausted from the night before. It is the cheat day on my diet. You know, I have a fairly strict diet that I keep to and keep myself physically in shape. So Saturday is the day where I can, you know, not necessarily go crazy, but I can loosen up a bit just to keep my, you know, mental and physical sanity. And so I spent most of the day just feeling absolutely terrible. I spent a lot of the day in bed, trying to drink as much water, or I had some orange juice because, you know, the vitamin C hopefully was going to help combat the cold that I was coming down with. And so anyway, that led to today, where I woke up this morning and have just felt terrible all day. You know, I had a big day at work. I was working on the weekends, had a few clients to see, but you know, I wasn't going to call in sick because I'm still physically able to get up and provide the service that is required of me. Plus, I genuinely enjoy doing what I do. But, you know, I've had the sweats and I've had heat flushes all day. And as I said, it's been a very hot day as well. So that's always a struggle. Anyway, I've missed the past few days of going to the gym, and my diet's been a bit loose the past couple of days as well. So physically, I can really see the immediate effects of, you know, having such a strong commitment to diet and exercise into letting it slip up in just the space of a couple of days, and how physically terrible I feel for it. So there is obviously a huge toll in the price of drinking and in the price of letting go of certain routines that we seem to have. So that's something that I'm going to have to be very aware of moving forward, especially in looking after myself so that I can continue to strive and achieve to look after others. So moving on from that, I suppose the last part of health that I tend to look at is financial. And it's been pretty good in the fact that I've worked a lot, meaning that, you know, next paycheck is going to be pretty decent, hopefully. I am saving up for a few things. Mostly, I'm going to be moving out of my mother's basement into hopefully my own place up in the city, as I'm going back to study at university this year to do my master's degree, which I'm very excited for, but also very cautious about how expensive living in the city is. I remember the first time I moved out of home and I went down to Melbourne, I made a lot of mistakes, overspending, not budgeting, and was in quite a bit of a pickle at certain times, and always had to try to pick up extra shifts at work. And there was certainly sometimes I didn't have work, so I had to rely on savings that I didn't really have anyway. So that was very much a struggle for a lot of the times, and I'm very aware of what that is like. So what's going to be very important is that I don't make the same mistakes this time around. That being said, I'm going to have to make sure that I get off on the right foot. So I'll be looking to move out of home in probably the next month or so. As you said, this is just the first week of January. University starts the first week of March. So I want to sort of give myself some time in February to find a place, settle in, and get ready to get my routine set up there, which is obviously very important. So that way I'm feeling quite good, but also financially not feeling the best in terms of what I spent on Friday night drinking and a few other things I had to spend money on, which, you know, sometimes you just have to pay the cost of doing business, at least in surviving in this world and doing different things here and there for other people. And so you sort of think, well, you know, you take the good with the bad sometimes. And I suppose there was a bit of bad this week that hopefully some good will come my way later on. But, you know, no promises, but try to keep a positive attitude on it. So for me, that's more or less how I'm feeling. Overall, I'm feeling quite all right with where 2018 is headed, with what I'm doing. And how I'm getting there. But, you know, looking at this week, it started off really well. Friday was a bit of a hiccup. So the first, you know, Monday to Thursday, the first 4 days of the year were great. Very relaxing, had work, and felt good in what I was doing. Except obviously with where I'm at now and how this weekend's been a bit of a drool. But you know, that's what it is. So hopefully I can look back at this experience and say that I've learned from it. And I suppose that's just about it. I think that I've had a pretty good week. Overall, I'd give it probably a good 3.5 stars and out of 5, I'd say. Mostly good in terms of where I'm at. And just got to be careful of a few things. Mostly my mental and physical health is what I'm worried about. But apart from that, things are looking pretty good. So once again, thanks for tuning in. I hope you have a wonderful week, and don't forget to look after yourself. Thanks. Bye.